Welcome to Art on the Air. I have Natalie McLaughlin and Rose Gellin with us from the Threads of a Show that just opened on February 17th in the Harold Stevens Gallery. They're from the Clark University Photography Society, and they're going to tell us all about what goes on in that club and this wonderful show that it was. I really wish we had gotten this interview in before the opening, cause that way maybe more people would have heard about it. But get on down to see it. It's up through March 3rd. So that weekend, you can get in to see us, the show on Friday from 11 to 2, Saturday from 11 to 1, or Monday the 3rd from noon to 3 p.m. So make sure to get on down there to view this exhibit. It's really well done. So tell us all about the Clark University Photography Society.
The Clark Photography Society is a place for all Clark students to feel included in sharing art and along with our community members. And it's just a space where we get to do fun stuff and take fun pictures.
Yeah, I feel like it's a fun way that students at Clark can make art, especially with the camera closet available to all students. I love how much it encourages people to get involved, especially how the club works with artists in Worcester as well, not just students on campus.
Can you tell us about the show and what describe the show? Because I read online about this being identity through assorted styles of photographic portraiture. And when I saw the show, I said, oh, I did feel like I was looking into you guys' brains and describe the show to our listeners.
Yeah, I came up with the idea for this exhibit because I took a photography class last year and I hated the self-portrait unit we covered because I felt like there was other ways to do self-portraits by not standing in front of a camera. Got into kind of a disagreement with my professor about how to do self-portraits, and she kind of, at the end of the conversation, was, okay, well, go take a picture of an object that you feel resemble yourself, because to me that felt like a self-portrait. Hmm. While doing this, I felt like asking what makes you you, but I felt like that it's not just the physical aspect of you, because I am a firm believer that you are a collection of other people in your life and the interests that you have, the hobbies that you have. I felt that they could be sorted into external things and internal things, which more of like what surrounds you and then what morals do you hold and how do you represent that in your life? Because I feel like they're so abstract that it's hard to take pictures of that. But then when you look at it, I feel like you can make that connection between it. And I felt that's more of what I feel a self-portrait resembles. It's not just a picture of you.
Yeah, I was totally new to this until I saw the slideshow that Natalie shared. And I was like, oh, I'm so vibing with this. Oh my God. The theme, perfect, spot on. And I strongly feel like everybody did such an amazing job, like conveying different part of themselves and also things that made them the person that they are. And it was just so sentimental looking at all the photos. It was just so sweet.
I think my favorite part when I was going through everyone's folder is how common loved ones as a submission was. It was the busiest, biggest, most submissions out of all six categories. And I almost cried when I started thinking about how, like, aw, people love taking pictures of the people that they love. Like, aww. I just thought it was adorable, especially going through people's folders and realizing that everyone has their own unique style, because I felt like I was in, like, an art history class when you're being taught, like, how to recognize an artist just by guessing. And it's just, like, over time, I've gotten progressively familiar with each person's way of shooting. Being able to identify the photos from looking at them so frequently and then also seeing people's descriptions they wrote up for them, that I felt like I could hear everyone reading their thing out loud when I was reading them and how perfectly it fit with the pictures. I don't know. It's just like I felt like even though I was hunched over my computer doing all this alone in my room, that I like was kind of like getting to know everyone a little bit better when I was doing this. I thought it was really cute.
It was very cute reading all the little sentimental things people said about their families and the little descriptions. It was just fun, like seeing into more people's lives and seeing how different people matter to them. And I was just like, this is too cute. And I was showing my mom the photos from the exhibit on the phone. She was like, this is so sweet. And she was like, why didn't you put pictures of me? I don't know why I got called out like that. But it was really great. Like, my parents were like, this is amazing. And I think people should really go see this exhibit.
Yeah, I feel like the most unexpected part was for me the trinkets, because I knew when I was pitching the idea during the interview process that I had mentioned the trinkets, but I like skipped over it very quickly because I was like, this is just silly. But I remember like they really like latched onto that one. They were like, oh, like we have to include this one. And then the trinket pedestal was... like, what was it? We like worked on that.
Yes, there was a bunch of stuff. There were shells, there were old cameras, somebody's stuffed teddy bear, and cute little notes for Karen, if I'm correct. Yeah. Karen was also in one of the exhibit and showed some photos. It was just so sweet just seeing all the stuff that people had to share and willingly like leave for other people to see. It was like just that extra very nice touch.
During the open reception, one of my friends, they loved the photos, but I didn't tell them about the trinket pedestal, that when they showed up and they saw that, they knew immediately which ones were mine. And they were just like, oh my God, this is so cute. Because I have a Beanie Baby on the pedestal named Cubby.
Beanie Baby.
Because me and my friends, one day, like, we went out together and we thrifted $8 Beanie Babies.
Oh,
and we were like, they're all together. They're all siblings.
Oh my God.
And they were just so excited to see personal items because they felt like they were looking at someone's dresser.
So as photographers, like, what's your next project? Are you guys gonna continue with photography once you graduate, also for future shows? Like, I did hear our curator Stephen Dorado speaking with one of your people,
Ayana.
Yes, and talking about next year and stuff like that. So, you know, what's next for the Photography Society, or and what do you guys do generally? Do you like get together and share what you've worked on, and is it part of classes? Or
me and Natalie and Ayana have been very new to Photo Society for like a couple 2 months 3 months now.
We joined in December.
So we're very relatively new, but I have two roommates who have been in the club since last year, and it's a lot of like photo critiquing, sharing photos, talking about it, and like sharing advices for like taking photos, and also sharing a lot of material and tools, like the basement with all the cameras and materials and film to use. It's just generally like a really good space to share photos, like help each other out and also practice new things, and also having resources to do that.
It's been a lot of critiques. I know because I have a hard time living in the moment personally. That at the reception, me and Ayana like did start brainstorming what we want to do for next year. She really wants to do like a practice photo shoot because she loves the idea of monthly crits.
Because
it really does encourage you to go out and take more photos and then come back and then keep doing the cycle of critiques.
Yeah.
But she wants to, in her words, go to a pretty place and take all the pretty people and take pretty pictures of them. And kind of just workshop how to take pictures in different like digital film mediums. But I do know that at least this exhibition was not a one-off, that we do want to keep working on it.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we get another opportunity to make it, like, a much more bigger exhibit with more extended time, because that was the thing. Like, we were working at least a month and a couple weeks of doing this, and we really were, like, trying to get everything done as fast as we could. And we did so good with such a short, limited amount of time. But the plan is that we also really want to, like, expand this when we are given, like, a much wider opportunity to take our time and add more photos and include other people outside of the club, because we wanted to make like a big community thing where people really feel included and they're like participating in it, and that's what we really want to do moving forward. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the idea of seeing it be like much bigger and seeing what other people have to share.
Yeah, I mean, I really like working as the three of us on the curation team. We've all gotten to know each other a lot, and it's been really fun working at, we call ourselves Curation Nation. It's been really fun working together. I really want to work on, because personally I'm actually the least experienced out of the three of us with exhibitions, because I've never worked on this. You and Ayana do have actual experience and you've done interactive related things in the exhibitions, they functioned as like a guiding hand for me because of how, not to downplay myself, but with how little experience that I've had with this, that I was winging it most of the time.
And you had, a huge pat on the back. You did so good. The idea, the formatting, the coming up with pictures, you and I, Anna, specifically, like one after another, it was the dream team. Very impressive. You did so good, especially the slideshow with the examples. We were locked in. We were so locked in.
I do know that in the future, I do want to do more like interactive related things because I do know that's part of the reason you and Ayana were picked to do the curation. I don't know what interactive stuff would entail other than the clothespins and the actual exhibition right now, but I would love to do especially like multimedia and work with other art students, not just people who do photography, because as someone who is relatively new to photography, not that I prefer other mediums, but I would draw before I take pictures. I would love to work with other art students, but that also means that we would have to give everyone more time for an exhibition. But I think it'd be worth it to work with, especially like studio people.
Oh, art studios,
I feel like that'd be really fun.
Yeah, most exhibits I've done before were mostly multimedia art and a lot of mixtures and like collage work. And a lot of it sometimes are like you would be making art at the exhibits yourself. Sometimes it would be part of the whole thing, and it would be so fun actually watching people make things in the moment and then contributing to it. And I really like the aspect of that. So when we were thinking about like how can this be interactive, and then looking listening to Ayana's part, I was like, hell yeah, I love when people like really get included into what we're showing in the space. And it's not just like for us to share, but also for them to have the opportunity to share how they're taking this in. And that'd be just like so mind-blowing if we had a much bigger exhibit where they could get more included in it.
Because I do like the question of what makes you you. I do like that Ayana wanted to add that in. Because I feel like it just wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for that reflection. But I loved reading those throughout the night during opening reception and just seeing how many people wanted to respond to it and how many people on the fly could just like think of a response. I still think my favorite one, somebody wrote, "What makes you you? Who do I see in the mirror?"
Ooh, I saw a huge one that said, "Me. Who else makes you more than yourself?"
I can't fight that.
Genuinely, like working with you guys, I never had so much fun actually working on an exhibit, because most times it can be very stressful. It was definitely very enriching. It was stressful, but like the most enriching time I've had on campus in a very long time.
What did you think of opening night?
Oh, yes.
Well, I have to say, you guys were so thoughtful and well put together and professional, and I was really impressed with the show, your own personalities, and the way you presented yourself, and just thoughtful and kind and just good kids. And I was really impressed. I didn't know what to expect. It was a really nice show, and I wish more people had been. I mean, it was packed. It was a packed house, actually. Probably it's a good thing we didn't tell too many more people. They wouldn't have been able to see it. But I really want to encourage people to get down to see Threads of Us. It's down here at the Harold Stevens Gallery at 910 Main Street at WCUW. It's from the Clark Photography Society. And this was an interview with, I'm just so happy to have you guys here, Natalie McLaughlin and Rose Gellin. And it was just a really nice, the show was awesome. You kids are awesome. And I'm really looking forward to next year and what you guys will present next year, and definitely more time. Because thanks for putting this all together so quickly and pulling it off. And you did it magnificently.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, it was so worth it. I'm so glad. It's like, we did that. Like, the results really came through. And I'm just like calling. I literally was so excited to call my parents. Like, hey, I did this thing. And showing all the pictures. Like, you can really see all the effort and the work that we put into it. And it was so worth it.
I think I was really excited, though, to see how much everyone else in the club, like all the friends and family they invited, because I don't think they've done an exhibition as a club.
They haven't yet. So this was like one of their first. So that was really exciting, the fact that we were able to make this happen.
Yeah. But it was just like they were so proud to have their stuff displayed. And how many people came? I think we had, what, 120 people just from Clark?
120. Wow. It was so amazing. We did not expect such a good turnout. And we kept saying, oh my God, there's so much people. Like, I was really pleased. Like, we were really pleased that people actually came to see what we wanted to show, which made it, like, even more rewarding that people really wanted to see what we had to share.
Yeah. I'm so happy with the turnout, genuinely. I'm surprised how many people I didn't know were also there that weren't from Clark.
Oh, yes.
Because it wasn't just parents. It was just people, like,
walking by. And also, I think they probably saw the posters from all the shops that they posted the pin up.
Karen really worked hard on promotion. Gosh,
yeah. I'm really glad. Because, like, clearly we had a vision and we executed it. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming in to have this interview with me on Art on the Air. And hope that we can do this again next year.
Absolutely.
That'd be lovely. Thank you for having us.